legislation billed as a grand compromise for Utah had its first hearing in Washington Wednesday. The discussion highlighted the testy debate on the control of public lands. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
Congressman Rob Bishop's Public Lands Initiative received praise all around Wednesday. That's because it's considered a rare public lands compromise. It sets boundaries for conservation, mining, and off-roading. California Republican Tom McClintock leads the Federal Lands Subcommittee.
The PLI includes protections against federal overreach and ensures that the state of Utah can have control over its own economic and energy future.
Utah Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz criticized the competing proposal for a national monument in southeastern Utah as arrogant and offensive, and he urged the Obama administration to help get the lands bill passed instead.
Don't play the charade with us if all you want to do is just go with your environmentalist lobbyists, environmentalist friends, and screw the rest of Utah.
San Juan County Commissioner Rebecca Benally testified in favor of the bill alongside Cliff Koons of the Ride with Respect program and David Ure, the director of the state's School and Institutional Trust Lands Administration. Federal lands managers said they liked the bill's stated goals for the 18 million acres it covers, but they withheld support, saying many provisions undermine federal law and agency authority. Massachusetts Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas called Bishop's bill a wolf in sheep's clothing. Another critic was California Democrat Alan Lowenthal.
That's why many of the provisions in the PLI concern me, because they do not strike the right balance between development and conservation that a majority of Americans like my constituents have come to demand.
Issues like these mean disagreements probably can't be resolved before the congressional session ends. Judy Faze, KUER News.